Well, the latest information we have here is that the situation is calm. Maputo and Matola, the two cities who have been affected by riots or were affected by riots last week. Only the problem is that the transport is very scarce. I mean, only the public transport is in the street trying to help people who are going to their place of work. And the students also are having this problem because of lack of transport. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly.
We heard reports that the security agencies are trying to track down those who organized or initiated or the protests that turned violent. What can you tell me about this?
Well, I think that is very difficult to trace down the people who initiated the messages, a text message through a mobile phone. Because in Mozambique, you can get, for example, a StatPak, I mean, buying from any outlet with a dischargeable number, and then you just use it and then you throw it away. So I find it very difficult for them to trace. There are some numbers, telephone numbers, who have those of people with contact. Those ones, yes, it is possible. But I believe that people are feeling for violence. They are not using telephones with contract from the telephone operators.
What has the government said so far following its cabinet meeting last Friday, issuing out a press statement afterwards saying that they're calling for calm, among other things? What has the government said, you know, so far?
You know, it is laughable because, in fact, the government has said nothing apart from appealing to calm and then saying that people must continue to work hard because only working hard we will defeat or will end poverty in Mozambique. And then apart from that, there's nothing as far as we know till now that has been going on. And the police are patrolling the areas and things are going as usual.
So many people in the capital and the surroundings have been complaining that things are expensive. Has the government specifically talked about how to address these concerns by Mozambicans?
No. What the government has been saying is that, in fact, the government recognized that they call it urban poverty. So the urban poverty must be dealt with through hard work and appeal to the people to do something that can help them to survive. And there's nothing else than that. Only last week, for example, Italy gave 60 million euros to help the government of Mozambique solve the problem of urban poverty.
So when do we expect the government to meet again to come out about resolving this problem, especially with the strike?
Well, we are not expecting the government to meet again to solve the problem. What we know is that every week the government has a session of the cabinet, and afterwards it's just life as normal. And I think that the only meeting that was held regarding or related to the riots was held on Friday, and after that nothing. The ministers have been giving interviews to public and the private media, saying that yes, the only way forward is to work hard.